This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called for an international peace summit to bring an end to the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Abbas was speaking at a conference in Cairo, addressing dozens of regional leaders and senior Western officials, where he also reiterated his complete rejection of the killing of civilians on both sides. He urged the release of all civilians, prisoners and detainees, likely alluding to the roughly 200 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and the Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. At the same conference, Egypt and Jordan both criticized Israel over its actions in Gaza, a sign that the two Western allies that made peace with Israel decades ago are losing patience with the war. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll has exceeded 4,300 in the enclave, while more than 1,400 people have been killed in Israel, mostly in Hamas's initial incursion. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting Free Palestine, holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he was, quote, talking to the Israelis when asked whether he is encouraging them to delay an invasion of Gaza. Biden made the comments after attending church services in Delaware. Israel has amassed tanks and troops near the fenced border around the narrow coastal enclave for a planned ground invasion with the objective of annihilating Hamas after several inconclusive wars dating to its seizure of power there in 2007. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Detroit are confirming the violent killing of a Jewish leader in their community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Many questions remain, but a Detroit police corporal says the body of 40-year-old Samantha Wall was found stabbed outside her home. He says Wall, who is the president of the Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue, suffered multiple stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Tributes are coming in for Wall, who had also served as an aide to Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and a campaign staffer for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Nessel tweeted that she was shocked, saddened, and horrified, calling Wall as kind a person as she's ever known, who used her faith and activism to create a better place for everyone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere. People from all ranks have been called out for speaking too forcefully or not forcefully enough, making it nearly impossible to make up a unifying message when passions run deep on all sides. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to, quote, fight until victory as Israel's heavy bombardment of the Gaza Strip continued on Saturday and the first trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Israel kept up its heavy bombardment of targets throughout Gaza overnight on Saturday. That's after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to fight until victory, following the release of the first two hostages held by Gaza's ruling Hamas group. Israel's military said fighter jets had struck a large number of Hamas targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military reported a fresh salvo of attacks from Gaza against southern Israeli border communities before dawn, and later sirens sounding in the port city of Ashdod to the north of the Palestinian enclave. There was no immediate word of casualties in either incident. On Saturday, the first truck carrying aid passed through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt. UN officials say at least 100 trucks a day are needed in Gaza to cover urgent needs, and that any delivery of aid needs to be sustained and at scale.
David Doyle from Reuters. Paige Madden, the 23-year-old Olympic swimmer from the U.S. state of Alabama, broke the 400-meter freestyle record of the Pan American Games to win the gold medal and boost the United States to the top of the medal chart in Chile on the first day of competition. Madden's new record is the biggest multi-sports event of the Americas, is 4 minutes 06.45 seconds, topping the mark set by Canada's Emily Overholt at the Games in Toronto in 2015 by almost 2 seconds. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.